Arizona sports, the local sports leader.
Bickley and Murata Mornings. Social Studies. Brought to you by HigherPrice.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty.
Oh, yes. It is time for some social studies on this Tuesday morning. We turn things over to Sarah Cazell. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Let's do this. Hi. We are Bickley and Murata Mornings, and this is Social Studies. We are going to start off with the Phoenix Suns on Twitter/X at Bickley_Murata. Starting to slow roll into previewing this playoff matchup that starts Saturday in Minnesota. What is the biggest advantage that you guys think the Suns have over the T-Wolves, and the reverse? What's the biggest advantage that the T-Wolves have over the Suns?
I think it's psychological. I think that there's a lot of things. The two worst defensive games the Timberwolves have played all season long have both occurred against the Suns, and their worst offensive game has also come against the Suns.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, the Suns are in their head. They just don't think they can hang, and they haven't hung. So I think it's all of the above.
I agree with Vic. I think the Suns' biggest advantage is the psychological, based on the competition that's taken place this year between the two teams. Biggest advantage Minnesota has? They got a home court advantage. That's big. And they also have the advantage of having a week to recalibrate what is the best defense statistically in the league. So I'm real curious to see what game one looks like from that standpoint.
Yeah, that'll be Saturday again. Let's get to our listener responses. Biggest advantages and disadvantages between the Suns and the Timberwolves. Jordan Kuda says the Suns' biggest advantage is when they go small and space the floor with Kevin Durant at the five. The T-Wolves' biggest advantage is the height that they have up front with Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert. He says they could dominate the post / rebounding. Will T says the Suns do not do well against fast, young, scrappy teams, regardless of their win-loss record. He says the Thunder, the Rockets, and the Spurs, for example. Not taking anything away from Rudy Gobert, he deserves to be the defensive player of the year, but he slows the pace of the Minnesota team, and the Suns are more competitive against mid-paced teams.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Daylight Film says the Wolves are young, the Suns are in their heads. The only advantage for Minnesota will be if the Suns' outside shooting goes cold and they have unforced errors in the passing game, at which point the Suns will beat themselves. Egregious Mike says, look, we all know what you need to win in the playoffs, and the Suns still don't have any of that. He adds a second tweet. We all saw just how important a good point guard is in the playoffs when the Suns had Chris Paul. The Suns don't even have a point guard. And then the last one from Chalk Riley. He says youth could be an advantage for the Timberwolves in a long series, but I think that team will turn out to be all hat and no cattle.
Oh, I love that saying.
Or all cat and no battle.
Oh, well done. Nice turn of a phrase.
Yes, Chalk Riley. I knew that you were going to like that one,
Vic. Yes.
All right. Moving on to our next question. Caitlin Clark.
Who?
Shocked the world.
Who? Never heard of her, Gracie.
One overall, yes. Yeah. The draft was last night, WNBA draft. She is officially part of the Indiana Fever now, though we have known it since she declared about 2 months ago. Caitlin Clark, fill in the blank. She is the most impactful person in her respective sport since.
Wow. Who? The first name that came to my mind was Steph Curry. Steph Curry,
yeah.
I mean, he didn't put the NBA on the map, but he changed the way the game is played.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which at this stage and like the 2010s, for somebody to come along and do that the way to the degree he did, that's my answer.
My answer as well. The respective games, there is a lot of similarities in what they bring to their court relative to their teams and all that kind of stuff. I love the example. Steph Curry.
Yeah, that's great. Not a lot of Steph in the responses. One or two people. Bryn Tannehill says LeBron James. He got several replies. I haven't seen someone enter the league with such high expectations and as much star power before they ever played professionally, like King James did. There is a certainty around Caitlin Clark that she is going to kill it. Everyone knew that LeBron James was going to be a superstar, and ditto for Caitlin Clark. Levi, I don't know how to say your last name, Levi. I'm so sorry. Says
Levi
Bryce,
Jeans.
It is not that person. No. The pants are not tweeting us. Bryce Harper is Levi's answer. Although Mike Trout is a better player, Bryce Harper helped bring in a new era of baseball.
Okay.
These are all terrible examples, in my opinion. The example to me is Tiger Woods.
Well, I was going to read Tiger Woods next, if you'd let me do my job.
I'm telling you, I'm setting you up because so far.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think they understood.
Are you putting my example in the terrible category too?
In my opinion.
Okay. Steph? Okay. So dad bod father figure is one of a few who replied with Tiger. He says, name one player after Tiger at his prime in any sport that has caused everyone nationwide to flock to their TVs to watch. Caitlin Clark has everybody's attention. And then this one from El Dadarino. He says Moses Malone and Bill Walton.
Oh.
Most impactful in their sport. They are the first players in the NBA to earn $1 million. That opened the payday door for the rest of the league. That's what we should expect.
That's an interesting
point. Yeah, that is.
It is.
I was saying Tiger because Tiger lifted his entire sport.
That did happen.
And raised. We were talking about how salaries might go up now because of this, because attendance will go up, because rights fees, because TV fees will go up. That's what Tiger did for golf, is he raised all the purses because he was such an attraction. That's why he reminds me of Tiger.
Got it. Okay, let's get to our final question. Things are expensive these days. Shocking.
Hadn't noticed.
Yeah, me neither. We're asking for the thing, the product, or the service that is most overpriced and what is underpriced and still a great deal.
This is basically started talking about the golf fees these days.
That's right. Especially even on the bad courses.
Right.
So what's a good deal these days?
Overpriced.
And what isn't? Yeah.
Not calling out any single entity.
Sure.
I'm calling out a concept.
Okay.
Insurance.
Oh, gosh.
Are you kidding me?
That's
still
right.
A great deal.
Mmm.
I mean, to be able to go to Costco's food court and get a hot dog and a soda for $1.50 in the year 2024.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I've told you guys of that great deal of on a chicken shawarma wrap. I'm not saying the place because I don't want this place to get overrun with people. Okay. It's $7. Jarrett went and tried it.
I went and had it, and it was as big as my arm.
Yep.
And it was delicious.
And it was delicious.
You had three of them.
I could have eaten another one. I did. I had a side of hummus and pizza.
Good craft beer. It now sold in 4-packs. They go for anywhere between $15 and $20. It's insane.
Yeah, that is true too.
Yeah.
The Costco
price gouging, man.
Mm-hmm. The Costco hot dog and drink deal across the board. If we received 40 responses, probably 38 people said Costco hot dog and drink was the best deal out there.
And the
there.
Rotisserie chicken they mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Yes, a lot of people said that as
That's
well.
It's like $5 there?
Is that the what it is? Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Bless.
Jared, could you just destroy an entire rotisserie chicken if someone put it in front of you?
That is the problem also often when I go to these chicken restaurants is I don't get enough chicken.
Right.
I can absolutely 100% eat an entire rotisserie chicken in one sitting. The wings and the legs are barely even a piece of chicken. Let's
be
honest.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's not much there.
No, that's
concert
true.
Tickets got a lot.
Sports tickets.
Overpriced.
Oh, yep. Yes. Yes.
Did you check the gas prices today?
Gas got a lot as well. Movie theater concessions. That's pretty nuts. Salads at any restaurant, says Dan Compton.
Yeah.
I have a solution. Stop ordering salads.
Some of us like a salad.
He lives by those words.
Exactly. Alex Havig says diamond engagement rings are total scams. Congratulations on your engagement, maybe,
yeah,
Alex.
Boy.
I'm not sure.
Happy wife.
I don't know. Matthew Warwick says flowers, they have no business being the price that they are, which is true.
Well,
although at grocery stores, you can get them all right.
There is some truth to that because I know going through the process, there was a rule I was told that you should spend 2 months of your salary on your wife's engagement ring, right?
Oh, I heard the rule 3.
Well, whatever it is now, that rule was laid down by the diamond industry. It's like, oh, sure, okay.
The fine folks at Beers.
Right.
The Beers.
I tried doing that with my wife when I got engaged. And I was able to turn the thing, but I couldn't open the plastic bubble.
Oh, yeah.
The $15 engagement ring. Yeah. I think that about covers the most popular replies. But as always, you should go check out the rest of what our people said on Twitter / @Bickley_Murata. Also, follow us on Instagram while you're looking at your phone. I know you're looking at your phone right now.
I'm guessing there was a lot more on the overpriced than the underpriced. With a good deal.
That's probably true. Yeah, more people saying X is way, way too expensive. Whatever is way too expensive, yeah.
X is way too expensive. Well, they make you pay for your checkmark now.
I meant X as in fill in the blank. But you know.
Yes. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Social studies every day at 9 o'clock on X at @Bickley_Murata is where most of that fun goes down. Coming up next, the Diamondbacks getting ready to try to bounce back against the Cubs. We celebrate a visit from the Cubs in the only way we know how on this show. A visit from our guy, Harry.
Hey.
That's next here.
Stay tuned, guys. You don't know what this is going to be.
No, you never do.
That's next on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Yeah, the Chicago Cubs are in town taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the visitors from Chicago took the first game of a 3-game series, which continues tonight. Of course, you can hear the action right here on Arizona Sports. Now, where else are you going to hear our next guest than right here on Bickley and Murata?
That's the only place, Vinny.
We celebrate a visit from the Cubs with a visit from our guy, Harry. Harry,
which one of you is Coach Lombardi?
That's him, me, Harry.
Hey. Well, my best to you and the Packers, Vince. Coach, I'm sorry. What do you think about Vic Danley's long hair?
It's amazing.
Do you think he should get it cut before camp? That's the question. Or will there be a fine?
It will be fined.
I couldn't play for George Steinbrenner.
Yeah. Well, let me get the totals out of the way now, fellas. 11 innings for the Cub. 3 runs. 9 hits, no errors, 12 men left on. The winning pitcher was Thompson, now 1-0 for the D-Bicks. runs only three hits. Boy, oh boy. No errors, 7 men left on. The losing pitcher, Pat Jarvis, and Dinkle. The BS. So the time of the game, 3 hours and 16 minutes. What a long game. But I like, of course, the long games. The 24,468 the attendance. And, of course, all the ball players were wearing number 42. Well, what about you fellas? Where's your 42, huh?
Right.
Well, you know the one thing, though, fellas, the Cub now, 10-6, and the Snakeback Ball Club is now 8-9.
Yeah.
But, you know, this mascot that I saw... sitting in the stands, it really has kind of unnerved me, fellas. I'm still shaking a little bit.
The Bobcat?
That's a scary Tomcat that's sitting there in your stands in full costume regalia. I just think it. What about the kids? Well, they'll be afraid to get bit, Dick.
The kids love the mascot, Harry.
I don't know. These kids grow up so fast now today, you know. But, Dick.
Yes, Harry.
With this hair, I just want to make sure you're the same Dick Danley with your long hair and that you're not one of these agitators.
You mean influencers, Harry?
You know what I mean.
You know.
Don't get smart with me.
Yep.
There's a drive way back. Look, it might be out of here. It is. A home run for Augie Bush.
Augie Bush.
5 home runs and 5 straight games.
You know, Harry's a big fan of Augie Bush.
Who are the twin sisters you knew in Peoria, Harry?
The who? The ha? Where's what? The sisters.
I thought there
the
was
Bazanga
a
Bazanga sisters.
That's them.
Let's get them in the pool there, huh?
Harry, there's a man trying to steal third.
There's a man. The wild pitch. Look out! It went all the way to out on my cookie. Here's a man racing, and he scored safe, slid in there like a Pete Rose, and there's the same man. Now there's a tomahawk drive, right field, base hit. There's another man. Don't delay, Arnie. I'm not in mid-season form. But I will be soon. When I change my name, like your fella there, Blaze McCarthy. My new name, effective now on the Danley Lombardi program. This is Blaze Terry.
Wow.
How about that, huh?
That's a good name.
Now let's go meet the Bazanga sister. Come on, brother. I'll blaze a trail for you. Oh, look out.
Uh-oh.
All right. Harry, it's always good to hear from you when the Cubs are in town.
I've fallen now. Bit.
Are you all right, Harry?
Well, this is Blaze Terry. Signing off now. So long, everyone.
Bye, Blaze.
Blaze Carey joining
Blaze
us.
Blaze Carey.
I hope he's okay.
I don't know.
Wonder if he's wearing orange shoes like Blaze McCarthy.
Mm. Our guy, Harry.
He's one of a kind.
Never disappoints.
And we go
always weird, never disappoints. That Cub!
The Snake Back Ball Club. taking on the Cubs tonight. Thanks to Harry for joining us. Jarrett's going to roll out an edition of Mustache, Not a Mustache next. The frivolity continues on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Arizona Sports poll question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Welcome into the show, everybody. Bickley and Marotta Mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Let's head to the website, arizonasports.com, for an NFL draft-themed poll question today. If the Cardinals take a receiver with the fourth overall pick in the draft, who should it be? Marvin Harrison Jr., Rome Odunze, or Malik Nabers?
A, Marvin Harrison Jr.
If they take one at four, I am very firmly in that camp as well.
What do we want to guess the percent is of people who voted for Marvin Harrison Jr.?
78%.
Ooh, that low.
No. I was going to say 87%.
I'm going in the 90s.
Have you checked yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to press vote. Oh, I was so close. 89%.
Wow. Okay.
89% say take Marvin Harrison Jr. with that fourth pick. 8% want Rome Odunze. 3% say Malik Nabers.
Mm.
People don't like Nabers, I guess. They like to live by themselves.
Oh.
Thank you, Sarah. That's today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You can vote on it right now on the homepage at arizonasports.com.
Mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
I'd like you all to meet Tom. Tom Selleck. He's my mustache.
9:30 on a Tuesday. Time to take out the wax and tiny combs and play along at home with America's fastest growing facial hair related quiz sensation, Mustache.
Not a mustache.
And I will be playing a soundbite from a movie, a TV show, an interview, or a song. Bickley and Marotta will have to guess whether the person that's talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. They get a bonus point if they correctly identify the person. First one, the 10 wins, as long as they both go. And today's topic, because we are about to begin the Suns versus the Timberwolves series.
You said it right.
I know. I'm self-conscious about it.
Wow.
Usually I say T-Wolves. Today I said Timberwolves. But it is. So it's all things wolves. A wolf and wolves.
Really?
Right. Yes.
All right.
You might be thinking, how many songs about wolves could there be? The answer,
a lot.
Not that many.
No, there's a lot.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Then who won
Vinny
last
won
week?
Last
Vince,
week.
Of course, won last week. Vince, would you like to go first?
I don't want to upset the order. Dan goes first.
Dan Bickley, you will go first. Dan Bickley, you will start with this.
Simon Le Bon, Hungry Like the Wolf, Duran Duran, Not a Mustache. As somebody who had never seen Duran Duran, they were so good live. Saw them at the Bird's Nest. They were fantastic.
Never seen them live.
That was a risky guess for the first one because Duran Duran is so much in Vince's wheelhouse. Oftentimes I tailor it, but you got that correct.
Okay.
2 points for you, Duran Duran, Hungry Like a Wolf.
I have something in my head. Should I be bold and guess it?
Sure. But just wait till he's about to press.
Wait a minute. I think I know. Here, go.
Warren Zevon, Mustache. Little old lady got me late last night. Werewolves of London. He did have a mustache, didn't he? He did not have a mustache.
Remember they used to play this at Coyotes games? After goals?
Yeah, remember there used to be Coyotes games?
Ooh.
Now, that is Warren Zevon. He does not have a mustache in that era of Warren Zevon. Unfortunately, your hubris got a hold of you, ahead of you. But you do get 1 point on that.
It's right. Still ahead of your predictability.
those are obviously the two most famous mm-hmm. wolf songs.
Certainly.
So where do we go from here? All right. Dan Bickley.
Yes.
I need you two fellas to do is take those cleaning products and clean the inside of the car. I'm talking fast, fast, fast. You need to go in the back seat, scoop up all those little pieces of brain and skull, get it out of there. What you need to take care of are the really messy parts. The pools of blood that I've collected, you got to soak that up.
That would be Harvey Keitel from Pulp Fiction. Love that scene. Love when John Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson are wearing like dork sweatshirts afterwards.
You see Santa Cruz,
yeah,
banana slugs.
Right.
It's Harvey Keitel.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Does he have a mustache in that movie or not? No mustache.
He does have a mustache.
Yeah, a little wispy one.
Oh, that's right. He does.
Mustache.
That's right.
And his character, of course, is the wolf.
The wolf.
In that movie. Okay. We are off to a slow but challenging, exciting start so far.
Pick leads 3-1.
All right, Vince.
When Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? I just added two more guys to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas. Looking for strippers and cocaine.
Zach Galifianakis from The Hangover, Mustache.
That is correct. All right. We are cooking and booking and rocking and rolling, shaking and baking.
You are so weird.
Thank you. Dan Bickley, this is a wolf theme in honor of the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Wolf theme.
Keep the clients on the Ferris wheel. And it goes, the park is open 24/7, 365. Every decade, every century. That's it. Name of the game.
I'm not sure I've seen that movie, but that's got to be Matthew McConaughey, Not a Mustache.
That is correct. That's The Wolf of Wall Street.
Is that The Wolf of Wall Street? Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. It is about 20
I only
minutes.
Remember one character from that movie.
Leo DiCaprio, of course, the wolf himself.
No, Jonah Hill.
It's about 25 minutes too long,
there's,
that movie. But
there's
it's...
many scenes that are way too long, but you could say that about a lot of Scorsese movies.
Yes. All right.
5-3 Bic.
5-3 Bic. Vince.
Tomorrow you will stand at the Beamer and pray, but tonight let's gaze at the moon
and bay.
Werewolf bar mitzvah, spooky, scary. Wolves becoming men, men becoming wolves.
That is the great Tracy Morgan as Tracy Jordan from 30 Rock. This is tricky.
It is tricky, so.
He didn't, at that time of the show, he did not have a mustache.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I do like also that they pretty much just gave him his real name in that show.
Yes.
Probably assuming that if they gave him a different name, he probably wouldn't realize what was going on. All right. We are rolling through here.
5-5.
5-5. Dan Bickley.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, an explanation. Look at me. Look at you. I mean, you knew about this. You knew about this and you didn't tell me?
I was hoping it would pass you by.
Well, Dad, it didn't pass me by. It landed on my face. What the hell am I going to do?
Michael J. Fox. Now, I when he's the wolf, he's got all sorts of facial hair, yeah. But not a mustache.
That is
course.
Correct.
I think either answer would have been acceptable okay. There.
He does when he's the wolf, which he is the wolf in the scene.
Actually does not,
he
have,
does
a
not
right.
have a mustache.
That's right.
A debate between me and Sarah, but he does
that's
have
right.
his facial
that's
hair
right.
all over his face, but not the mustache. I don't know why, but
yeah,
for a reason.
It was a choice.
And in that clip, he is so Michael J. Foxy in that clip I just played. It sounds like someone doing an impression
it,
of Michael
it
J.
Does.
Fox.
It really does.
All right. We are, here we go. Vince.
Yeah. Me, I have a house of stone, and I built my house with bricks. So I have no chance to sing or dance, for work and place don't mix, and I sing. The big bad wolf. Oh, please, watch out, be afraid.
Wow.
Have you ever heard that one?
No.
Big hit, early 90s.
No, I'm going to guess LL Cool J, not a mustache.
That is LL Cool J, but he does have a thin mustache. That was pretty good.
Good get.
You got that.
Yeah, good get.
All right, Dan Bickley.
Mm-hmm.
The freaky Mike Hazen has got a device. Dudes will be calling. He won't be nice. Some will be asking. Others be wanting. Freaky don't care. This could be daunting.
Ron Wolfley, not a mustache.
Yeah, I know that's easy, but
okay.
Any excuse to play. All right. I think you can get this one, Vince.
Game here over. We go with that. Vince, I think you can do this.
We're looking for the one that has the British accent in this clip, because there's a couple of voices, but this is the majority voice and the okay. British accent.
Werewolf.
There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to. Suit yourself. I'm easy. There it is. Home.
Not a clue.
Really?
Is that something from Monty Python? I don't know.
Play it again, Jarrett.
It's a very famous scene from a famous movie.
Werewolf.
There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to. Suit yourself. I'm easy. There it is. Home.
Is that going to be... Is that from A Fish Called Wanda? I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is? No. That's fine. It is from Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that movie?
When I was a kid.
Okay. It is Marty Feldman who plays Igor.
Igor.
What hump?
Igor.
And he does not have a mustache.
What a great
that was
movie.
A very, I admit, that was a challenging clue, and it was a very challenging addition overall in mustache on a mustache. But an upset win from Dan Bickley, and hopefully that means it'll be an upset win of the 6 seed over the 3 seed in the playoffs, even though they're favored. It's still an upset win in my mind. The Suns over the Timberwolves. Anyway, congratulations.
Wow.
Land the plane, Jarrett.
Land the plane, Jarrett. Turn off the engine.
Anyway.
Turn off the engines and just drop it from the sky. Like you're landing on an aircraft carrier,
we've
Carlin.
We've got big Phoenix Suns news to share with you on the other side of this. Yes.
Wow.
Very big. Suns coaching news next.
Wow.
I'd like you all to meet Tom. Tom Selleck. He's my mustache.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bickley and Murata, song of the day.
This used to be a whiskey's quicker staple back in the day, Vinny. Remember that? Maybe you don't.
I do.
I had this one on the list that I didn't want to go. I didn't know if you knew who the band was for this.
Of course.
So instead I went with Marty Feldman.
Thanks for that. Made me look stupid at the end of the game.
I tried to fold something from the last 20 years and he shut me down.
Denied. Wolf Mother. Which I still think they missed an opportunity. America really missed an opportunity to use the name of that band as an expletive. You know, like when you get up and you stub your toe.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
Oh, Wolf Mother.
Doesn't that sound good. A lot like Jack White? Or like one, not necessarily the White Stripes, but like one of his
parts of
spin-off
it.
Bands.
This has more musical heft than the Jack White song would have.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think this was their first big song, right?
Yeah.
Joker and the Thief, Wolf Mother, today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata, going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com. Arizona Sports. Breaking news.
That's coming out a little bit ago from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. Citing sources, Phoenix Suns associate head coach Kevin Young finalizing a long-term deal to become the next head coach at Brigham Young University. An aggressive push to hire NBA's highest paid assistant lands BYU its top target. Of course, Mark Pope, their coach, went to his alma mater to take over for John Calipari at Kentucky. So Kevin Young was in the running for the Nets job, which was just given to Jordy Fernandez, according to reports. But he had a backup plan.
Some people say he had the Suns job for about a week.
That is true. There was a lot of uncertainty last summer when that was all going down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen, well, this is also Book's guy.
Yeah, I wonder if Devin Booker to BYU? Do we start to...
Look, everyone from Phoenix is going to Utah, apparently.
Oh!
The exit continues. Interesting to note, as Woj pointed out, Kevin Young, the highest paid assistant in the NBA. That was made very public last year as Frank Vogel is putting together his staff along with David Fizdale. I've heard from a ton of Suns fans that were entirely underwhelmed with the job that Kevin Young did this year as a guy in charge of the offense.
Yeah.
He will continue to coach throughout the playoffs, but going to a big opportunity there at BYU to become a head coach. Got a good program.
Yeah, listen, and count me as one of the people that have been underwhelmed by this offense. There hasn't been a whole lot of schematic design to it.
No, it's been a lot of ISO.
Oh, yeah.
Which you would expect a good portion of that with the roster they have, but sometimes when you need a bucket, you need something to lean on.
Yeah, you need.
They just
didn't
have that.
Right, exactly. So interesting.
Yeah,
interesting news.
We mentioned it earlier in the show that there was rumors about Rory McIlroy maybe being flirted with by the LIV Golf Tour. Something being reported in London to the tune of $850 million. There was only one outlet that was willing to go with even the rumor talk. Well, Rory McIlroy today shot down those rumors. You can't hear it because Wolf Mother is still blaring in the background. Hold on one
second. Wolf Mother!
Ah, Wolf Mother! Here we go. Here's Rory.
You know, we've never, it's never even been a conversation for us. And, it's one of those things. It's unfortunate that we have to deal with it. And, you know, this is the state that our game's in. And I'm obviously here today and I'm playing this PGA Tour event next week and I will play the...
Oh, here he's...
Okay, I hope he's telling the truth. That's all. Because like I said, the rumors of this were rampant during the Masters. It was like the worst kept secret. And that paper that published this is the leading financial, it's the financial paper of record in London.
Mm-hmm.
So now there are people who think that maybe Liv planted this nasty rumor just to kind of stick it to the PGA Tour coming out of the Masters.
Maybe.
That's fully possible.
Yeah. I mean, would you put it past them?
No. No, I would not.
And it doesn't mean that the offer wasn't on the table.
No.
He's just not taking it. Is your faith
for
in
the
humanity
time being?
Is your faith in humanity restored this morning?
Not fully, no. Not fully.
Is your faith in PGA Tour golf restored?
No, not at all.
Because if Rory takes that money or any amount of money and goes, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just another nail in the coffin.
Oh, it would be. It would be the end of it, in my opinion. So, you know, who knows? Maybe the PGA Tour got wind of it and said, Rory, come here. What do you need? What kind of check you want, man? Brutal.
Yeah. We also have to say goodbye to another legend.
Yankees win. Yank. Ow.
Ow.
I hit my arm. Oh, Yankees win.
That John will never
Sterling
not be funny.
Calling it a career.
Very odd time, right?
It was weird. The Athletic just did this really cool piece on him on opening day. It was the day there was the earthquake in New York. Mm-hmm. And he talked about, hey, I don't have much longer left, but I'm here now. He sounded the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly he just said, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to travel anymore. I'm just tired. Let somebody else do this. And he walks away on his terms.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun at the expense of John Sterling, but clips like that. But what a career.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly.
Ow, I hurt my arm.
No.
Thanks to Lance Zierlein. And our guy, Harry, will catch you tomorrow morning at 6. Wolf and Luke are up next here on Arizona Sports.